All through that time, aside from having to make sure not to get myself arrested at demonstrations, I was sufficiently satisfied with a civic life of paying taxes and the occasional protest. Ah, but George changed all that. Even though I am not a Muslim and I come from Canada, a country that enjoys cordial relations with the United States, I no longer felt safe being here as just a lawful permanent resident. Under the Cudgel-like Patriot Act, a shoot-first-ask-questions-later bit of legislation, there are residents who have been here since childhood, other folks who sired American-born children who have found themselves deported, often to countries of which they have almost no first-hand knowledge, for the most minor, not remotely terrorist-related infractions. Those people are never coming back, at least not during this administration. I don't want to be put out of my home, and, like it or not, this is my home. I have been here longer than I haven't. After 22 years, it started to seem a little bit coy to still be playing the Canadian card. I felt like the butt of that old joke about the very proper lady who, when asked if she would have sex with a strange man for $1 million, allows that, yes, she would do it. But when asked if she would do the same thing for a can of Schlitz and a plastic sleeve of beer nuts, reels back with an affront.